With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. First Lady Melania Trump is firing back. She says she had no ties to Jeffrey Epstein nor knowledge of his crimes.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect.
The First Lady says the truth about Epstein's crimes will only come out after his victims are allowed to testify before Congress.
Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes.
A former New York police officer is going to prison. That for throwing a cooler that caused a fatal crash.
The sentence was 3 to 9 years for former Sergeant Eric Duran. He was convicted of manslaughter. In 2023, Duran tossed a picnic cooler full of drinks at a fleeing suspect, Eric Dupre, who then crashed his motorized scooter and died. Hawk Newsom is with Black Lives Matter.
For today, we got it right.
Arthur Adela is Duran's attorney.
Sergeant Duran never acted with malice. He wanted to save someone. His whole career, he was protecting people.
Duran is the first former NYPD officer sentenced to prison for an on-duty death in at least 2 decades. I'm Ed Donahue.
Negotiators from Washington and Tehran preparing Friday for the high-level talks scheduled to start Saturday in Islamabad. They are hoping to steady a ceasefire teetering over Israel and Hezbollah exchanging fire and Tehran's chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. This is SRN News. Now, some Christians are struggling with doubt. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to the latest poll from Lifeway Research, 25% of Protestant churchgoers in this country say that when difficult circumstances come into their lives, they find themselves sometimes questioning whether God loves them and will provide for them. 24% also say that when unexplained things happen, they typically, quote, doubt that God is involved. And about 1 in 4 also question whether God can change the lives of their non-Christian friends. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal judge refusing to block the practice of filling prescriptions for the abortion pill mifepristone by mail across the United States, at least for now. It is a setback to Louisiana's effort to stifle groups that send the drug into states where abortion is banned. A judge had ruled against Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell. This is SRN News. The American economy is getting stronger, but was slowed by somewhat of that 43-day government shutdown last fall, and it grew at a slightly slower pace. We have more details on the story from correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says the American economy grew at a sluggish 0.5% annual pace from October through December. That's down slightly from the previous estimate of 0.7% growth. The gross domestic product is the nation's output of goods and services. It had registered an impressive growth of nearly 4.5% in the third quarter of last year. But last fall, the GDP was slowed by the 43-day government shutdown. The economic outlook for this year is hazy after the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran drove up energy prices and disrupted global commerce. Mike Hempen, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.